This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. I suspect there can't be many Malaysian artists as famous or as widely regarded as Abdul Latif Mohidin among collectors and those in the art world. His works have been exhibited in Frankfurt, Berlin, and in the Singapore Art Museum and the Commonwealth Institute Art Gallery in London. With that kind of exposure, his works command a premium. The Age Gallery is exhibiting 20 of his works, which have been completed since 2010. And I am with the curator, T.K. Sabapathy, lecturer of art history at the National University of Singapore. What does Latif Mohidin's art tell us about Malaya or Malaysia?
Oh dear. If you look at his art over the last 50 years, the art could be seen as a representation of an individual who has lived, experienced, and created in a location or a place which bears the name initially Malaya and then Malaysia. How may we see these in his pictures? In the earliest, they have to do with the communities in which he lived in, largely the Malay communities, the village, which becomes the defining, determining, both physical, familial, and cultural situation in which a human being is born into, brought up, gets to know what it is to be in a family, and then what it is to be in a community, and gradually the world.
Were his earlier works more realistic?
In the sense that in seeing them, you could draw similarities with how one sees the world. The village consisted of houses with thatched roofs in a largely rural setting, sometimes with land that is cultivated for food, fruit, paddy, rice, the water as a supply of fish, and so on and so forth. So in that sense, you could say that they bore relationship to the world as we conventionally see it. If you push the term real and realistic a little bit more, it can also take us to things beneath the surface, peeling off the layers. And in that sense, Latif shows in his representation of this milieu, this environment, the sturdiness of the people, their hard-won liveliness, what it is to work the land, what it is to deal with the environment as a way of nourishing oneself and safeguarding oneself. All these can be seen minutely. In that sense, I think you can say that it is realistic in the sense that it draws our attention to concrete things, to particular things, to material things.
Now, the 22 paintings that you have here now getting ready for the exhibition which opens September 4th, how would you describe these in relationship to his earlier works?
In my opinion, Latif's art, be it painting, three-dimensional work that he has produced, sculpture, and of course, he's a literator, he's a poet. So if you put all that in and look for what I would call an umbrella term to stitch them all together, I would say that his art has to do with nature. Nature in the most widely defined sense of the term. Nature not specifically to do with pictures of landscape. Nature in the sense that I tried to describe a little earlier when talking about his earliest representations. The relationship between human nature and not so much the built environment devised and designed by human beings, but what remains of the natural environment, which is very difficult to discern and very difficult to get to grips with, because that environment is increasingly getting further and further and further away from our everyday living. So, in that sense, for example, these pictures deal with one huge, perhaps the hugest and the most extensive and still largely unknown and therefore mysterious component or dimension in nature, and that is water. If you remember when that tragically that Malaysian aircraft that disappeared into the ocean, it has left no sign, no signal. And all the oceanographers and those who know the ocean say that that part of the oceanic system, which is called the Indian Ocean, is so little known to us. That is quite startling to be told today that we do not know huge aspects of planet Earth when we thought we had scanned it, photographed it, measured it. In every way, we are in command of the physical aspects of planet Earth. We are not. Latif deals with that sense of the water. And in it, largely, it appears not overtly, conventionally, a pretty sight. Pretty in the sense that it provides a comfortable view. You know, when you think about the sea, that it rolls on and on and on into the far distant, the horizon is wonderfully untouchable, and then the sea, the sky seems to somewhere melt into the ocean, into the distance, and one feels consoled with this immensity of the dimension. But in these pictures of the sea, he gets into the depths of the sea in which light does not, or is difficult for light to penetrate.
So this is not a romantic notion of nature, not that God is in his heaven and all is well on earth.
Well put, well put. No, it's not that vision of nature. I would put it that it's not a sentimental vision of nature. Romanticism can be very deep in different ways. No, it's not. And as you vividly say, that this tripartite division about the heavens, the earth, and that which is below are all preordained and ordered, and there's a whole revealing system. No, it's not. And the depths of these oceanic waters are not only visually difficult to penetrate because they do not yield themselves to light. I have referred to these as largely night paintings. Paintings of the night, rather than paintings of the day. And there's a biographical aspect to it, because Latif creatively comes alive at night. And I think he produces his paintings in artificial light in the studio. He knows about the ocean. The ocean is just, I think less than a minute walk from where he lives. Through a back gate, he gets access directly to the ocean. But these are pictures of the water distilled through what he has seen before, but largely how he recalls it. And this recollection is then filtered through the light of the night rather than the light of the day. That's why you see this as rather ominous, forbidding, unwelcoming, and perhaps even a little bit frightening. And I think this is an aspect that has spurred Latif from year one that I know of and has sustained him throughout, is his deep probing and searching but increasingly unsure relationship with nature. It started off with great confidence. I think increasingly it is, sorry for the pun, but moving into deep and dark and murky waters, literally.
Let's go back to the very first impression I had, which I shared with you as I walked into this gallery. The thing that came to my mind first was Edvard Munch. Am I right or wrong, or am I just seeing something that I was carrying with me when I came in?
Let's stay with that observation. I was intrigued and I perked up when I heard you say that. I don't think it's that wayward or bizarre to possibly bring about a projective connection between Edvard Munch and Latif in these pictures. If I can unravel that a little bit, string it out a little bit. I talked about night. And there is another dimension to it, to these pictures. And night could propel us into that. This sense of interior, the interiorization. There are a number of pictures here which quite clearly demonstrate an interior of a room. There are walls, there's a ceiling. It, it, and it's almost claustrophobic. It's as if you are deep inside. If you are not, some forces are in there. But when you look at it, those forces are not contained by that interiorized space. So the Mungkian, if I can decline that word, the Mungkian flavor could be to do with that interiorization. But Latif propels that force which I talk about, seeks to pressurize itself against the confining walls of the room, tunnel and burrow itself around and out of it. There he parts company with Munk. I think the human condition that Munk symbolizes is one of deep entrapment rather than the prospect and the possibility of seeing the sun. I'm not saying that Latif is promising that, but I think he is proposing that these swirling, twirling energy, forces of energy, will not lie down quietly and succumb to the interior containment of the space. There's a counter movement towards being contained, to push outwards.
So are we to see those swirling balls of energy, the human spirit that refuses to be confined and contained?
Why not? Why not? My goodness. We better do, huh? Otherwise we are doomed to be entombed in that room. Yes. So here we have another kind of analogy with nature, that nature can be seen as something that is overwhelming, in whose presence we have very little control. I mean, the tsunamis that struck recently, the earthquakes that continue to convulse the outer skin of the planet Earth are signal reminders that, and the hurricanes and the tornadoes, you name it. We've had visitations of all of these things, if not directly in where we are, but close enough to where we are, to remind us that nature is a force that is far greater than anything that we have devised in our technological age. And in that sense, these forces being seen as also enabling us to overcome either psychological or physical constraints are extremely welcome imagery from which we can take enormous heart, from which we can take enormous, not consolation, but optimism, that in the most dire of circumstances, the doggedness of humankind to live and to survive will somehow push us out through that tunnel towards the sun.
What you're saying to me is, at the end of the day, notwithstanding the dark colors, Latif is a very optimistic artist.
I think we can leave his art with some whisper of optimism. I think it's for us to leave that art. He gives us all kinds of propositions. He gives us all kinds of possibilities. There's a whole bunch of work, rather small, in which there is the emergence of flickering light, sometimes verging on the brilliant. These pictures are an attempt on his part to visualize, to imagine what it is to be in the innermost interior of certain formations of land, particularly the rock. What is at the heart of the rock? What is inside, deep inside a rock? This impregnable, impenetrable mass that we see there. But underneath it, he says, is a quality, is a substance that is quite contrary to what appears to be so dense on the outside. And this is the mineral content inside. And to him, this mineral content is the source of illumination and light. So here are pictures whose interior are the source of light, which is quite the other side of the kind of dimness of the oceanic depth. So maybe we have to rethink about the seeming liquidity of water and the solidity of rock formations, that in the midst of that solidity is illumination, and in the midst of that liquidity is darkness.
T.K. Sabapathy, lecturer of art history at the National University of Singapore and curator of the exhibition Latif in Singapore, Seascape Recent Paintings. This exhibition opens today, Thursday, September 4th, at the Edge Gallery in Mount Kiara. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.